Welcome to this podcast produced by Imagine, your resource for early childhood music therapy. Imagine is produced by Della Vista Publisher and can be found on the web at www.imagine.musictherapy.biz. This podcast is entitled Blending Performance and Music Therapy in East Africa, Models for Health and Healing, and presented by Karen Rex and Summit Mulondo. In this podcast, Karen Rex describes her 2013 partnership with Summit Mulondo. Together, they examined the benefits of music therapy and performance on the emotional and physical health of children in Uganda, impacted by war and at risk for severe post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, and suicide. Blending performance and music therapy emerged from this feasibility study, promoting the use of technology to bring music therapy to global environments and providing service learning opportunities for music therapy students.
Being kidnapped from home or school is terrifying and traumatic. It is a response to the disastrous effects of the Ugandan war instigated by the Lord's Resistance Army and Joseph Kony in 1988. Kony forced children to serve as soldiers through intimidation by rape and murder of family members and committed the genocide of a generation of Ugandans. This war lasted over 14 years, and the visible and invisible impact continues. Among the many international groups that assisted during this time, Musicians for World Harmony used the healing power of music to bring together those impacted by war, both former children soldiers and those living in refugee camps. Executive Director Samite Mulondo, a Ugandan refugee himself, saw the value of combining performance with music therapy and invited me to join him in a feasibility study with traumatized children. Music therapy gives these children the opportunity to express their feelings, release the energy stirred by the trauma, strengthen their resiliency, and repairs oneself in a safe place. In addition, the performing arts teach children new physical, emotional, and social skills and increase self-confidence. These children needed to feel connected to themselves and to feel a sense of belonging to a community. In 2013, Samite and I traveled to Lira, Uganda, and worked with Akoki Rural Development Initiatives, ARDI, a community organization working with formerly abducted youth and rebel mothers and children. ARDI was specifically interested in working with us to implement music programs for psychosocial and social economic activities, which would benefit ex-child soldiers, their caregivers, and the community of war victims. We had the opportunity to lead training workshops for the counselors, many of whom were former child soldiers themselves and were now working to help others. Many of the music therapy interventions used were similar to those used in our classes at Berkeley, a testament to how music therapy can be effective across cultures. In Uganda, where music making is just a natural part of life, music therapy can be adapted to address the critical needs of both the individual and the collective, bringing about wholeness in time. Blending traditional African music and dance with Western music therapy techniques, spirits were elevated and the room was filled with joy. Youth who had been withdrawn and anxious began to interact with their peers, sing loud and clear, and move freely to the beat. There was an awareness that something profound had happened. Music had created a warm, safe environment of trust and belonging. The group came together with feelings of empowerment and hope. We were well aware that a few sessions with music could not fix the deeper problems that lie ahead for these children and youth. Ongoing sustainable interventions were the only way to fully address these issues. A primary concern following the trip was how to remain engaged with a community with the distance between the sites in Africa and America in both miles and cultural differences. Following this innovative and impactful trip, both sides saw the benefits to remain connected for educational and clinical purposes. To address the desire and need for consistency of care, Berkeley professor Dr. Peggy Cotting, along with the music therapy students, introduced a global initiative embedded in a clinical practicum course. Berkeley students, counselors, and the children came together during an in-class telemusic therapy session using music therapy interventions implemented with the supervision of a board-certified music therapist through remote electronic communication. The sessions incorporated goal-oriented and culturally sensitive interactive interventions, including music and dance exchanges, songs with carefully selected lyrics, and music meditation. Live music, both rehearsed and improvised, included interactive call-and-response singing, drumming, songwriting, and lyric adaptions, and music-based relaxation. Sessions were held once a week for 60 minutes using Skype or Google Hangout, and additional technology including a high-definition camera, microphone, and a large screen at Berkeley. Participants from each continent contributed to the session with planning occurring during the week prior. Through the meaningful sharing of culture, music, dance, and interest, relationships developed and deepened between the students and the children. Berkeley students and alumni began to travel to Uganda to train and to learn. The outcomes have been dramatic and in some cases life-changing. Two different organizations have been launched by Berkeley alum to continue this work of providing music therapy in East Africa. Umoja, led by Kara Smith, and Ubuntu, led by Brooke Wilder. And the work continues.
Thanks for listening to this Imagine podcast produced in 2020.